Police in Mexico say they've detained three suspects in connection with the presumed murder of two Australian tourists from Perth. The detainees are said to be low-level drug dealers who were robbing motorists on a stretch of highway. It's believed the two Australians, Dean Lucas and Adam Coleman, were shot when they resisted the robbery. Our North America correspondent is Michael Vincent. Michael, what have the Mexican authorities had to say about this morning?
Well, in a raid overnight, they have arrested three men in relation to the robbery and alleged homicide of the two Australians. Two more men remain on the run, as it were. The final movements have also been put together by the Mexican authorities of the Australians, who are presumed dead. The DNA testing is ongoing. They were last seen on November the 20th, Friday night, having just crossed over from Baja California to the port town of Topolobampo. They went to a shop in the nearby city of Los Mochis before heading on to the freeway south towards Guadalajara. Cameras got them, showed them passing through one of the toll booths at about 2:23 in the morning of Saturday, the 21st of November. And not far after that, one of these gang members is alleged to have contacted their accomplices ahead to warn them that a vehicle was on the way. At which point, a Jeep intercepted the Australians, acting as if it was a police vehicle. Jackets with police, federal police, and state police insignia and labels were captured along with these people. And a host of weapons. The Australians were stopped, realised that they were being robbed. The Attorney General of Sinaloa says they fought back and were shot immediately and killed, at which point their car was driven off the road, robbed, then driven to another location where it was set on fire.
Michael, you mentioned that police were still searching for some others that might have been involved. What details do you have about that?
Two men, 138, 120, both have nicknames for in the drug world, El Chofulo and the other one El Chentillo. They are believed to be in Sinaloa State, and the authorities are still looking for them. Initially, two of the men were arrested, and a third one in a raid, and the third one was caught in Culiacán, the capital of Sinaloa. The other two remain on the run. The Attorney General has offered every confidence that they will also be caught. The Australians, as I say, went missing 2 weeks ago after this vehicle was intercepted and now we know was robbed. The Mexican authorities have said all along, since they found out that two Australians were missing, that they would do everything they could to bring those people to justice for what has occurred here. And the Attorney General says they are well on the way to completing that mission.
Michael Vincent there.